From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Trump administration on Friday announced wide-ranging sanctions against 38 Russian individuals and companies. Senior administration officials billing the sanctions as a response to Russia's pattern of malign activities around the world. Nikolai Petrushev, Russian Federation Security Council Secretary, is one of the officials sanctioned.
Я в США бывал там неоднократно, с учетом того, что они ввели какие-то.
He said Friday, I have been in the USA many times. Regarding the fact that they have introduced sanctions, it doesn't mean we will not communicate with them. There are other countries where it is possible to communicate and work to resolve these questions. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue. The move comes after Britain, the U.S., and other NATO countries expelled more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter, who were attacked with a nerve agent in Britain. Dr. Christine Blanchard, the medical director at Salisbury District Hospital, gave an update on Sergei Skripal's condition Friday, as well as his daughter. Jill Craig has the details.
Blanchard reiterated that Yulia Skripal's condition had improved to stable, and she continues to get better. She also announced that Sergei Skripal is responding well to treatment, improving rapidly, and is no longer in a critical condition. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Three people are dead after a pair of suicide car bombings in Somalia's capital. The first explosion occurred at an army checkpoint on the airport road in Mogadishu, injuring one soldier. The second car bomb detonated shortly afterward near Benadir Junction. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. Former